wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt.
Are you a parrot head?
No, my head's human-sized, Wendy, but you're not the first person to suggest that.
We have not begun drinking yet, may I just point out.
Sure.
It's coming.
All right, Dane Neal is here. Hi, Dane. Thanks for joining us, and you've brought a couple of guests.
Well, you know it's a special occasion, you know, whenever I show up. But you bring up, like, the, you know, the heads. Rob Lowe, traditionally thought of as a very attractive guy. I have heard that in person his head is tiny.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Compared to the rest of his body? Yeah, I guess
would
so.
Would he be bird size? No?
I think so, yeah. I think you could say that about him, yeah.
Okay.
Not with him in the room, but sure.
Enough
sure.
about that. Well,
are you not a Jimmy Buffett fan? Aren't fans called parrot heads?
No, they are. But
oh,
then,
you meant literal.
But then Bill went the whole route of, you know, the actual avian skull.
Sure, of course. I teased this earlier. Today is a very special day, and I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it, but they will be when we're done telling you.
Oh, it is. It is one of those great days in food and spirits and cocktails. It is the one and only National Margarita Day.
Mm.
And I'm sure the kids are off school. I'm
yep.
sure at home.
No classes today.
If you've noticed any of the flags half-mast, and
right.
if you're wondering
it's a parking
why.
Holiday.
It is. It is one of those things. And so it is one of those holidays, though, that has a little bit of mystery built into all of that history. So I've got our Pocahontas Indian guide with us. He is one of the top bartenders and beverage directors in the country, award-winning guy, winning contests in Japan and France and the Netherlands, all around the world, right? He's worked in Miami and London. Blessed to have him here at Untitled in Chicago. It is the one and only Igor Polonsky. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys.
Thank you for being here, Igor. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for such a sweet introduction.
That's a bunch of great honors. You should be very proud. That's a lot of accolades.
You've been super busy, right?
Oh, you told me. It's been really crazy for me, but it's been an honor to actually be here and talk a little bit about the history of Margarita and really kind of celebrate this holiday with you guys. Mm.
The top spirits people, right, they look for that backstory. You know, it's not just enough that, hey, this is great and it's probably going to have the desired effects. You want to know how it all started.
Mm-hmm. Although it's funny because, Igor, if I may say something you mentioned off the air, when we played Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett, you said that song has nothing to do with margaritas. And it really doesn't.
Well, it's all questionable. Maybe it does, but the reality is people drink when they make and when they make cocktails, or when they come up with the recipes, and the alcohol doesn't really contribute for improving your memory. So,
all right,
a lot of those classic recipes, what happened to them? There's a lot of people who claim to make the original margarita, and in this case, it's actually really, really a lot of theories. You know, more you try to find out about it, more theories you meet. But there's definitely some proofs that we cannot deny. For example, there's been a recipe in 1937 in Café Royal cocktail book that was not called a recipe for margarita, but it was called the Picador. But the recipe literally says tequila, orange liquor, and lime juice,
yeah.
which makes it the margarita.
Right.
Yeah, that's the three
right.
ingredients.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we cannot really deny that. So that's a fact. So that's been somewhere in 1937.
And where was that?
It's a Café Royal. It's a bar in London. And
in
they
London.
Have a cocktail book published in 1937. And that's where the Picador recipe is that calls for those ingredients, which essentially is a margarita.
We always assume the margarita probably emanated either from Mexico or from Spain. Would that be a correct assumption or not?
Yeah, there's some theories about that too. For example, it is possible that it had been invented by Don Carlos Orozco when he served a Margarita Henkel, which was a daughter of the German ambassador, and she visited his bar in Mexico, and that was somewhere around 1941, and he was experimenting with the drinks at that time, and his margarita was probably invented.
Yeah.
And that was named after the daughter.
Correct. Or there's another theory that
wow.
the Dallas socialite Margarita Sames, she was throwing a party in Acapulco during vacation in 1948, and Tommy Hilton was present at that mm-hmm. party, and she was basically serving margaritas there, and he took it to all his hotel chains and basically popularized them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You never know where you're going to find that next thing that'll become part of Americana, like the guy who invented the Egg McMuffin.
Right.
He thinks he's just, you know, creating something really great, but someone takes it and then they spread it around the country, and then we think it's been around forever. I would have thought, you know, just the name Margarita, you just think of more romantic origins, you know, that maybe there was a princess named Margarita,
sure.
and then she gave it to all the soldiers before they went out to conquer the new land, right? And somehow it gave them incredible strength. Igor, does that make sense?
Well, if we're talking about...
You're so Disney.
So romantic, too, Dane. That was very romantic.
There was a cocktail that been around since beginning of 1900s that was called the Daisy. And first it was a whiskey Daisy, and mm-hmm. then it was a gin Daisy, and then it was basically a tequila Daisy. And the Daisy is a cocktail that calls for any sort of spirit, a little bit of seltzer water, a little bit of liqueur, and usually some sort of sweetener, which would be grenadine in some cases. In some cases, it would be raspberry syrup. So bartenders would be really playing around with that. So Daisy, if we translate it in Spanish, would be margarita.
Oh, oh, oh.
But different ingredients in that drink.
Yes, correct. A sort of different ingredient, but the general idea is you have a base spirit, you have a sweetener, you have a citrus, and you have a liqueur. Mm-hmm. So that kind of would make sense to basically, this was something that was a prehistorical margarita.
We'll
never know.
Right.
Why do you think this is? A little over a month ago, my family and I went to Mexico. We went to Puerto Vallarta for a week. Mm-hmm. And I love margaritas and tried them in almost every restaurant we went to and couldn't get a good one anywhere in Mexico. Why would that be?
It's an interesting question. First let's talk about what makes a great margarita, right?
Yeah.
Margarita is a three-ingredient cocktail. The classic version is just a tequila, mm-hmm. citrus juice, and orange liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the tequila. So to make a good margarita, you need a good tequila, right?
That's true.
You need 100% agave tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So always look at that label, 100% agave. For example, Patron makes 100% agave tequila, and that the company has been around since 1989 and really conquered that ultra premium luxury tequila market.
Right.
And they use the Asian Tahona method. That's a method, the way they crush the agave.
Yeah.
They basically use a Tahona wheel, which is a large volcanic stone.
Yeah.
So that's something that they had been doing in the villages of Mexico before the modern
Forever.
Technology has been invented.
Yeah.
When they make the Patron, they combine the modern method with the Asian method of crushing the agave with the Tahona wheel. And they also ferment using the fiber from that agave.
Yeah.
So, so using a great tequila first creates a great margarita.
You know, Mark, I think people have enjoyed margaritas for years, probably maybe to excess in some situations.
Sure.
But as far as the flavors and some of the things that we'll get to enjoy from Igor, but think about it. I mean, Wendy, tequila, he brought up 1989. So this is like recent history as far as an ultra premium tequila. I mean, I remember back in college, people would show up from vacation, you know, they'd go to spring break, they'd come back with this horrible bottle
with
of something,
the worm.
With the worm in
yeah,
it.
Right.
It was terrible,
yeah.
You know, and now you're seeing some of these master distillers come through and make something that is really, it is all the things that you knew and loved about tequila when you were a kid. I mean, an adult kid.
Yeah.
But now you've got it really refined to the ultimate.
Yeah, absolutely. First is a good tequila. Then always use fresh juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key.
It's fresh lime juice mix. If you use a sour mix, it is not a good margarita, in my opinion.
No way. Like it will actually cost you more to buy that sour mix than you just go to the store and buy a couple limes and just hand squeeze it, or use like a citrus press or anything. And then use a good quality orange liqueur. You know, the Patron makes the Patron Citronage, which is great orange liqueur, you know. A lot of other brands that make good orange liqueur, you know. So
Grand Marnier and then Triple Sec if you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So just use a good quality one, you know, and mix it to your taste. So.
And sometimes, like, I'll buy the agave nectar on its own. You can buy like a squeeze bottle of it and mm-hmm. put a little bit in there, and that makes a huge difference too.
Yeah, this way you will make a Tommy's margarita.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't like it with the agave. I like the real tart. Just well, the...
In this case, what you need to do, you just need to take, like, let's say, two parts of tequila and one part of lime juice and half part of the agave, so you can actually give a balance towards the citrus a little more.
Right.
So, and that's what we call a Tommy's margarita. It's just margarita that doesn't use the orange liqueur, basically. It uses agave nectar that originates in Tommy's bar that is located in San Francisco.
Look at you.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing that.
Do you put the...
Do I owe him money? I got to pay him money now,
Do you put the triple sec too?
No. It's kind of in lieu of the triple sec.
Okay, I'm trying that because I'm not a big orange liqueur lover, and I never knew. I thought it had to be in there.
Doesn't have to be.
Tommy's margarita is just as good as a classic recipe.
Yeah.
Bill, I've learned something from you.
How about that?
The drinkologist.
I knew that would happen eventually. All right, more of this sort of talk next. If you want to jump in, we're at 312-981-7200. It's National or International Margarita Day?
Well, it's the Galactic Margarita
Day. Galactic Margarita Day. More with Dane and Igor next, Bill and Wendy WGN.
Bill, I know you haven't started drinking yet, but hit my button.
Well, thank you. That's the highest compliment I think I've ever been paid.
All right, it's Bill, it's Wendy, Dane Neal is here, and Igor, help me with your last name.
It's Polonsky.
Polonsky.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about good quality tequila such as Patron in your margarita on National Margarita Day.
By the way, I forgot to mention that Patron launched today a website that is 3wmargaritaoftheyear.com, and you can go there and look some really, really, really interesting margarita recipes. And I checked it out this morning, and there's some really interesting tweaks on the classic recipe that I'm like, oh, you know, I might make that one.
One of the things that Igor says is, like, there's no right or wrong, as long as it tastes good, obviously.
Sure.
Like, bad taste would be a wrong answer. But you've got the classic that he made, and, of course, all those main ingredients and some of the rules that you've got. But and we're going to try those as well. But you took some liberties with one of those. It's... It is. It's got a little bit of some creative touches in there with using actual beets and some spices.
Yeah, so I made two drinks for you. So I made the classic with Patron Roca Silver, which is 100% Tejona method tequila. Comes from Patron Distiller as well. And I used their Patron Citronage orange liqueur and fresh lime juice. Just shake it up with a little bit of salt rim.
Classic margarita.
Classic margarita. And I also made a twist on margarita that I made with Patron Añejo. And that Añejo is a private barrel that we picked up especially for Untitled Supper Club. So we bought the entire barrel, and that barrel is extra aged in ex-bourbon casks, which really fits the program that we have. As you know, Untitled is known for our extensive whiskey selection. So I kind of wanted to bring the tequila and that fits well in our concept. So it has the Patron Añejo Untitled Private Barrel. I also use the fresh lime juice, but instead of agave, I added a little bit of beet juice to dilute that agave, because agave nectar, when you buy it, it's a little thick. Mm-hmm. So you really want to add a little water to it. But instead of water, I just squeeze the fresh beets and dilute it with a little bit of beet juice. And there's a little touch of green chartreuse, which is a French herbal liqueur.
It's really good.
Is it really good?
I love beets. You can't taste beet in it at all. You're mainly getting the color from it, correct?
Yeah, I think there's a good, like, vegetal beet touch in there, just a little bit.
I could have had a
V8. It's healthy. You could survive just on those. Delicious.
That honestly is really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Real,
it's smooth. But now, what kind of the Añejo?
So Añejo is a tequila that basically passes through extended aging process.
That's the
right?
most expensive of them all, isn't
yeah,
it?
Typically. Typically is around 2 years, maybe a little less, a little more aged. So in this case, they aged it in... ex-bourbon casks for the entire time period.
So are you getting the aroma of bourbon? Are you getting a little bit of the extra flavor of bourbon? What are you getting?
It's richer.
Yeah, you
it?
Definitely do so, because the bourbon was sitting in the same barrel for, I assume, at least 10 years before they would put tequila in it. So that barrel really picked up that bourbon characteristic, yeah. which would be your like vanilla and your cinnamon and your baking spices, and that all transfers mm-hmm. into the flavor of tequila.
Just real faint scents and aromas and tastes. It's not overpowering.
No, right? Not at all. Yeah. No.
And then what's the reposado?
Reposado is basically next step after Blanco. So Blanco would be your unaged tequila, or it can spend up to 3 months, I believe, in the stainless steel tanks, and the Reposado will be anything 3 months to 9 months.
And what's in the original margarita that you made for Bill?
The original margarita is made with Patron Roca Silver. So that's the unaged version of the Roca line, which is outstanding tequila made with 100% Tohono method. So 100% it's made with that ancient volcanic stone,
yeah.
agave crushing method.
So good.
All right. Well, I find these recipes. Where? What is it? What is the website again?
You can check out the recipes on margaritaoftheyear.com.
Real quick, are you okay with frozen margaritas? Do they offend you at all? If somebody orders a frozen, you're all right with that?
I'm all right with that as long as there's fresh juice in there and good quality,
okay.
Good quality ingredients.
All right.
And you can see Igor on a regular basis over as the bartender, but mostly he's the beverage director at Untitled Supper Club at 111 West Kinsey, where they've got their own proprietary barrel of the tequila.
Nice. Very, very nice. Can I also ask you really quick, because I like to experiment with flavors. I do pomegranate margaritas all the time. I do grapefruit margaritas. Is there a flavor that we should be aware of that's fun to try?
Okay. So, again, margarita is three ingredients only, right? You want to make your twist, tweak any of those three, tweak two of those, maybe tweak all three of those, right? So use different tequila, use different liqueur. Instead of orange liqueur, maybe you want to you look around and find a mango liqueur. Maybe you want to find some other interesting liqueur that you think will work well, like pomegranate liqueur, right? Why not? And then citrus, right? Twig citrus. Maybe you want to use lemon instead. Maybe you want to use a grapefruit. Maybe you want to use, I don't know, yuzu, which is a beautiful Japanese citrus, and you can actually find some recipes using the yuzu juice in margaritaoftheyear.com.
Good.
But in terms of flavor, I actually think the grapefruit works really well.
Doesn't it?
With
Bill loves grapefruit.
Love it. It's so good. Yeah.
Anything spicy kind of works all the time. It's just a natural pairing, I think. Here if we're talking about Mexico, we normally like get a little spice in anything we eat or in the cuisine as well as in the drinks.
Yeah.
So any kind of like spicy peppers work, you know, any kind of fresh fruit would also really work. I like guava or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I'm seeing more and more restaurants offer that as an option. If they have several different margaritas, one or two of them are always going to be very spicy.
Yeah.
And it's working. People are loving it.
Absolutely. I love the spicy margarita, and like you shouldn't go too crazy.
Right.
But
right.
Not like a hot wing spicy margarita eating contest.
Right. You shouldn't have to have a fire extinguisher when you're drinking and enjoying a margarita. That's ridiculous. Igor, so good to meet you.
Thank you.
Happy Margarita Day
so
to you.
So good to drink you.
Wendy gives you her seal of approval. Dane, thanks so much. Great to see you as well.
Thanks so much.
That's Dane Neal. We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.